V'hatorah niknet b'arba'a u'shmona dvarim. And the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ilana Flamenhaft, and today we will be learning how Torah can be acquired through anava, humility. We learn that humility is a prerequisite for learning Torah from a variety of places. I would like to focus on the idea found in the Talmud, Megillah 29a, that says that Har Sinai merited to receive the Torah because of her humility. The lofty mountains claim that they were each deserving of the Torah due to their unique greatness. Mount Tabor claimed it was special since it was taller than all other mountains, and the waters of the great flood had not rained down on it. Mount Carmel, on the other hand, claimed superiority because it had flattened itself in order to allow the people of Israel to cross the sea. Hashem said, "Because of your loftiness, you are all blemished compared to Sinai and are therefore unfit to serve as the places where the Torah is given. Sinai is humble, and it is upon it that the Torah will be given." The Gemara is teaching us that it's possible to know all of the Torah in all of its myriad variety and detail by taking the Sinai approach. Be truly humble and shape your understanding with true appreciation of wisdom, and we can learn Torah in its entirety. Don't worry about the other mountains, by the way. As a reward for their efforts and their desire to honor him, Hashem honored Mount Tabor with being the site of his deliverance in the time of the prophetess Devorah, and Mount Carmel with being the place where Eliyahu defeated the prophets of Baal. But what is the definition of humility? One way of understanding it is based upon what Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, Zichrono Livracha, wrote. Humility is not what it is sometimes taken to be, a low estimate of oneself. That is false or counterfeit humility. True humility is mindlessness of self. An anav, humble person, is one who never thinks about himself because he has more important things to think about. Rabbi Sacks continued that he once heard someone say about a religious leader, he took God so seriously that he didn't need to take himself seriously at all. That is biblical humility. Humility is not self-abasement. It is not self-anything. It is the ability to stand in silent awe in the presence of otherness, the thou of God, the otherness of other people, the majesty of creation, the beauty of the world, the power of great ideas, the call of great ideals. Humility is the silence of the self in the presence of that which is greater than the self. How does this humility help us learn Torah? Rabbi Sacks again has the answer for us. Humility, true humility, is one of the most expansive and life-enhancing of all virtues. It does not mean undervaluing yourself. It means valuing other people. It signals an openness to life's grandeur and the willingness to be surprised, uplifted by goodness wherever one finds it. A humble person can go and will go anywhere to learn Torah because no place is beneath her to go to. She understands that Torah is everywhere. Thus, humility is to have endless aspirations when it comes to learning Torah. The Machzor Vitri explained that humility allows one to ask questions freely without shame when she does not understand. Conceit and arrogance are impediments to the acquisition of Torah. Additionally, a student with humility will readily study and review with other pupils. Humility also helps shape our goal in learning Torah. We learn in Vayikra Rabbah that the wise man says, "I shall learn 2 halachot, laws, today, and 2 tomorrow, until I learn the entire Torah completely." One who is focused on the attainment of actual Torah knowledge will experience great joy in the act of learning. She loves Torah because she recognizes its inherently infinite value. As such, even acquiring the knowledge of 1 halacha law fills her with joy and excitement. She is ecstatic to study 2 halachot laws today, 2 halachot laws tomorrow, because it is the very act of studying the Torah and absorbing its teachings and wisdom that energizes her. We live in a world that believes that if you have it, flaunt it. Brand names are worn on the outside of clothing, not inside on the label. People are famous just for being famous. We see that the 8th quality necessary to acquire Torah, anava, humility, is a moral and spiritual value that elevates us above the materialism of society and the temporal values of the world. As we prepare for Matan Torah on Shavuot, may we successfully develop our humility and earn the Torah that is available to all. Thank you for learning together.